Welcome to the Gray and Green Show. Two girls who will say what you're all thinking anyway.
Welcome to episode 13 of the Gray and Green Show. We are back from our holiday vacation.
Wasn't much of a vacation.
Not for you. I know. I had like 2 weeks off. It was the most I've had off work in a long time.
Was it awesome?
It was wonderful.
I was in here all alone.
I know,
like,
you were so
it
bored.
Was so boring. Yeah. I would walk up and down the hall like, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Anyone
Echoes.
Here?
Crickets playing.
Right.
It's Rachel Gray and Jackie Green from 105.3 Hot FM in Grand Rapids. Thanks for hanging out with us. Holidays were kind of hectic, but really fun. I mean,
you traveled all over the planet.
I was everywhere. Having 16 days off work is very strange. I've never had
it's
that much
time.
It's
a long time to have that much off. I don't
it
think
was.
I've ever had more than like 2 work days. So I'll take like a Friday, Monday.
Right. I spent a lot of time with family. I'll tell you that. I'm like familyed out.
Oh, yeah. You're done with that.
I know.
See ya.
I went down to Indianapolis before Christmas and stayed there for like 5 days. I saw my extended family on my mom's side, my dad's side. Then I went and saw my childhood girlfriends that I've had friends since we were like 5, 6 old.
Jeez Louise.
Years old. Huh?
Jeez Louise.
I know. It's forever. And then I hung out with my grandma for a couple days. And then I finally came home, got ready for Christmas. And then I just got back from New York City the other day.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. New Year's Eve in New York.
Was it cool?
It was incredible, but that crowd, man.
I can't handle it.
Last time I did it, I was 21 and I stood in Times Square and there were full-blown men wearing diapers
crapping
themselves.
Yeah, you told us that in our mini episode.
Yes.
That they were pooping themselves.
So this year we did not do Times Square because I'm not wearing a diaper
no.
and I'm not being
Hell
barricaded
no.
in. They barricade you in down there in Times Square. I mean, you can't get out. Yeah. You are there for like 15 hours.
What if
hours.
Something bad happens and you're locked there?
You're stuck.
That, I don't
you're
like
full-blown
that.
Stuck. And I know that this is terrible, but like, I'm terrified of terrorists. I don't want to be anywhere near.
I am too. Oh my God, I'm so glad you said
I know.
I am too.
And I didn't want to be anywhere near that crowd because
right.
just nowadays, you just don't know. And
right.
I know everybody's like, oh, Rachel, you're letting the terrorists win.
No,
I'm keeping my life.
I'm watching my back. Even at,
right.
so, I mean, after the horrible events at Boston a few years ago,
yeah.
I did Boston the 2 or 3 years following
uh-huh.
every year. And every year, I mean, it's not going to happen again because they have crazy security.
Oh,
but let
yeah.
me tell you. It's nerve-wracking because they shuttle you in and then you're caged in.
That's exactly
like
what it's like
two,
in New York.
With all these people and you're trying to run and you're really like tight squeeze. It
yeah.
was uncomfortable. It made it hard to like get into the race because
yeah.
you're like so many people, so many people.
Well, that's what it's kind of like. Ever since 9/11, New York City is like TSA when you go into
oh,
things.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, we went to the top of the One World Trade Center, which is the building they built, the Freedom Tower, after
yes.
the Twin Towers came down. By the way, if you ever get to New York City, I'm not kidding. It was one of the most moving things I've ever
really?
Done. It wasn't sad. Like, the One World Trade Center, we did the thing where you go to the top of it and
yeah.
you get to see the city. It wasn't sad. They made it very moving in the aspect
Uplifting.
That, like, yeah, in the aspect that, like, this is now the strongest structure and the tallest structure in the Western Hemisphere.
Wow.
This is what we are. New York is strong. Like,
yeah,
that was their
cool.
big thing. And they had this insane presentation with all these people of New York City. And then they lifted this great big screen to the whole city open wide. My mother started bawling. She started
You're like,
bawling.
Mom.
She goes, is that the Statue of Liberty?
I'm around royalty.
It was hilarious in a good way. And even my husband was like, this is tear worthy because it was just incredible. So if you do get to New York City, that's like, I'm not kidding. I've done the top of a lot of buildings.
Right. That I've one, been to the top of a few buildings.
That one
you know
was the
I
best
mean.
One. You pay like $30 to do that.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I've done the top
awesome.
Of Rockefeller and Willis Tower.
So
and all that
side
stuff.
Note, I saw you went into a private karaoke room.
Okay, Jackie,
what
you would have
hell?
Pissed your pants. So
I peed my pants looking at the photo.
Literally, like, this was the greatest thing ever. So my girlfriend, Bess, and we've been friends forever, she goes, I got something I want to do, and you're going to love this. I'm like, all right, what
Wait,
is
your
it?
Your girlfriend was there with you guys in New York, too?
My best friend lives in New York City with
oh.
Aaron's brother. Aaron's brother
oh, okay.
lives with her. They're roommates. And they've known each other for years through us. So she booked us. In New York City, there is Little Italy. There's Chinatown.
Right.
I mean, there's all these
I've
different
been
areas.
One time.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you ever go to Koreatown?
No, I
well,
don't think so.
It looks like a street in Korea. There's a million businesses and signs everywhere. And we went to a place called Gugopa. And what it was you got into this.
What it was.
What it was. You get into this creepy ass elevator and there's like graffiti in the elevator. And we go up. I go, Bess, seriously, where the hell are you taking us?
Yeah,
like,
I don't know
nervous.
If I love this.
I'm nervous. And I've got my parents with me and they're a little sketchy. And she takes us up. It is a karaoke bar, but instead of like a bar, each room is separate. So she booked a private room for all of us to karaoke. So each room has like this really creepy leather furniture, and you have a TV and a stereo system, and you have this like, it's almost like a remote control.
Yeah.
And you search your songs on the app online.
Like you're looking at YouTube almost.
Right. You search your songs online, you enter them in, and you sing. Everybody in the room gets a microphone. You have your own private room. My father did it. My husband did it. It was a blast.
That sounds fun.
Best part about it, BYOB.
No way.
Yes.
You can bring your own booze in.
You can bring your own booze in. It was awesome. I'm not kidding. I am not kidding you. I was so excited about it. And like, we were tweaking out with joy. But that was probably one of the coolest things I've ever done on New Year's. What did you do for New Year's?
Okay, we went to Speakeasy Lounge. If you're from Grand Rapids, you might know
it. I've never been there.
Oh, it's really cool.
I've heard
it's really cool. It's over on Monroe.
Yeah.
And it's not new, but it's like 5-7 years old, I think, at this point. And they have every year a decades party. So, like, if say it's 80s, then they're going to be like, we're ringing in 1985.
Those are like my favorite theme parties.
Yes. So this one was Y2K, 1999.
Oh!
Which was my year, ninth grade, eighth grade.
Yes.
So I wore butterfly clips.
I saw your butterfly clips. I wore those to my eighth grade dance.
Oh, yeah,
me
too.
The butterfly clips were the jam.
I wore those eighth, ninth, and tenth grade to the dance.
Did you?
Those were my thing.
Oh, my God.
And then I wore like a black little sequins, like spaghetti strap with a choker.
That was cute.
Had the choker going on.
The choker and sequin spaghetti strap is back, by the way.
My husband wore a Pikachu shirt.
I saw his
Pikachu shirt. A Power Rangers hoodie.
You looked smoking hot next to Jimmy.
And then he was in
a t-shirt and hoodie.
I know.
I thought the same thing.
He was like,
I thought Jackie's so annoyed.
He goes, I'm not going to get into the theme this year. I'm just going to wear a dress, like a dressy outfit. And I said, okay. And then he goes into the bedroom and comes back out. And he goes, every time we have a sitter, I have to dress up. We never get to have a sitter and just like, go out and have a drink and like be casual. So I'm not dressing up.
I love your Jimmy impressions.
Okay. Well, what are you going to wear then? He goes, be right back. Comes back out and he's wearing a Pokemon shirt. And
I mean, it was cool then.
Yeah, I guess.
It was.
He's 29 years old.
Okay.
Why do you have a Pokemon shirt?
That's really funny that he just busted that out and you didn't even know he had
it. Look, yo, I got a Pokemon shirt.
Oh, my God. That's pretty tight, though.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. They had drinks that were like 90s themed drinks.
Yeah.
Like they had a Big Lebowski drink.
Oh, like, love Big Lebowski.
Yeah. Well, a bunch of guys were dressed up like him.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize like that was such. I guess it was a big movie, but.
Yeah, I think it was pretty big.
Oh.
They had. You saw a lot of girls dressed like Britney Spears.
Oh,
the classic,
yeah.
Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Like the Hit Me Baby One More Time. That outfit. And let's be honest. She was like 16, like dressing like a sex pot.
Right.
In that outfit. But when I was younger and watching that I thought,
cool.
Oh, my God. I need a plaid skirt and a bare midriff and wear high socks. I was always too fat to do it.
I would record that video on TRL. With my little VHS, and then I would like watch it and pause, and I'd like practice the moves.
Yeah.
I'm like, I could do this dance.
Right.
I can shake my boobs.
Seriously, my parents were probably like, "Why are we letting our kid watch this crap?" But I do. I remember it move for move.
That was my thing.
Yeah,
that and the Bye Bye Bye, which was later.
Oh yeah, Bye 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 was like 2000, wasn't it?
Yeah,
close to there, 2000, 2001.
We were in high school.
Yes, NSYNC. Also amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's an awesome New Year's though. Did you make it to see the ball drop?
The ball drop.
The ball drop.
In Grand Rapids?
No, not in Grand Rapids. We didn't have a ball drop this year.
Okay, then what are you talking about?
Did you watch the ball drop on TV? Like, did they have it on TV at the bar?
Oh, I think they might have had it one or two of the TVs.
Did they do
a
countdown at the bar?
Yeah, big countdown. There's a band that played only 90s music.
Oh, that's so tight.
So that was cool, yeah.
Yeah, that's really
fun. So they played,
really
like, Cranberries.
Fun.
That's my thing.
Yeah, I actually watched the ball drop on TV in New York City from my hotel room in bed. Next to my parents.
That said, let's touch on this because I know you got an opinion on it.
What?
Mariah Carey.
Hot Mess Express.
What the hell?
Oh, my God. I saw the whole thing when I was in New York. And here's the thing. Like, she says her inner earpieces weren't working, but she has backup vocals. And if you don't know this, when an artist performs, they have a backup track, which is them singing, and it makes them sound better when they're live.
Right.
Almost everybody has this. Even Beyonce has this.
Like, this is a big thing, especially when you're playing in a big arena.
Right.
Or, like, a big venue.
It makes you sound better. The acoustics are better. So Mariah Carey's weren't working, and her inner ears weren't working. Well, she could not hear her song, she claims, over the crowd downtown for New Year's at Dick Clark's Rockin' 8. Well, it was horrendous. She didn't sing the song.
No.
Instead of not singing, she was like, well, it's New Year's. We're just going to do this, blah, blah, blah.
And then didn't
it's
she
not
like
working.
Going, ah!
Yeah,
like out of nowhere.
Ah!
Oh, that's when I went, oh, no.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was terrible.
And then She tweeted, it happens. And then I guess she tried to get NBC to pull the broadcast from the West Coast, but they wouldn't do it. Or ABC, they wouldn't do it.
I just, okay, so one time I saw her on Oprah and I was really young. And my mom hated her, like hated her. And was like, oh, I heard that when she was on Oprah, she was a diva and that she was not a nice woman. So then after that, I couldn't get that. I don't even know if that's a true story. Right. But now I don't like her.
And isn't it amazing how moms will hear one thing and they'll just take it with a grain of salt? Like, you have to take it with a grain of salt because they hear one thing and they've already got their full-blown opinion formed.
I know. And when you're in, like, middle school or even early high school, you believe, hey, my mom told me, dude. Like, that's what my mom said.
I have a funny mom watching Oprah story. Yes. I was, like, 21. And my mom goes, I was listening to Oprah and Friends the other day, which is a Sirius channel, which, by the way, Sirius sucks. Don't listen to that. And she was listening to Oprah and Friends on her Sirius radio. And she goes, and they were talking about slang words that you kids use for, like, sexual things. I said, well, what are you saying? And she goes, well, I have to ask you a question. I don't know if it's going to be weird, but do you know what a toss salad is?
No! Oh! What did you say? Say no. Just say no.
I said, Mama, go ask your parents.
Like, don't ask me.
She started asking. She's like, you can tell me. I won't be mad. I go, why was Oprah talking about this? And I guess it was like a segment they were doing about
weird
things.
I don't want to even describe what it is.
So I said, it's when you...
So you told her.
I did. I did. She goes, oh my God, people do that?
Yeah, that's sick. Oh, I can't handle it right now. I don't know why you tell her. I would just go, I don't know, Mom.
To this day, I'm like, wow, I hope my mom never watches Oprah.
I had a girlfriend of mine who's not much older than us, like probably 35. And she has two kids. One is 11 or 12, and the other one's like 7. And she messaged me on Facebook, and all it said was, I have a question, and you might not know, but what does Netflix and chill mean?
I didn't know what it meant for a long time either.
Well, I got freaked out because I'm like, did her 11-year-old say that? Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't be the one to tell her what it means.
What did you tell her?
Well, I told her what it meant. And then she goes, oh, my gosh, people at work told me that's what it meant. And I didn't believe them. And I was like, oh, thank God. That's I thought you were going to tell me your 11-year-old said that.
Wow. Yeah, I know. Never know. You know, one thing we wanted to talk about this week is big things that happened in 2016.
Right.
And I feel, and everybody keeps getting mad at me for saying this. Maybe it was me personally. I just had a terrible year.
Oh,
I feel like this year wasn't good. I know.
I don't think people are mad at you for saying it. It's that you go on Facebook and like everyone's like, bye 2016. Oh, it's over.
Hashtag bye 2016. Yeah. No, I did not do that.
You're not like an idiot.
No. I think I just personally had a rough year with all the stuff that went down with my dad. You can revert to a couple episodes ago if you missed that. The Thanksgiving episode has my dad's story.
Yeah, that was
good. Not just that, but like just nothing awesome happened in 2016. And a lot of people are upset about 2016 because of all the celebrity deaths. But me personally, I just...
Okay, yeah,
2016
that, should, that, makes, that should not ruin your year.
Like, no.
It should make you feel sad. Oh, we lost a great... You know, but you don't know him or her.
I don't know. I was really upset about Prince and George Michael.
I was bummed, but I mean, it's sad, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
How would you rate 2016? This has been a great year for you with Greeley.
2016 was awesome. I had a baby. I ran the Boston Marathon.
Right.
I got a new job.
Right.
I've had a pretty good year. I can't deny it.
Me.
I started working with Rachel.
Oh, yeah. You have had an awesome 2016. Yeah. It was a good one for you.
But there's also bad things in it, too.
I think there's bad things in everybody's year.
Yeah, I think so.
Absolutely.
Too.
I just don't have anything monumental from 2016.
Right.
I'm very excited to start the new one. But, you know, we were talking about the celebrity deaths. Did any of those celebrity deaths make you, like, bummed out, sad? Like, was there any certain one that affected you or no?
No.
No?
No.
David Bowie? No?
No.
Prince?
No.
No? No, I mean, George Michael? No.
I like them all.
Yeah.
But it didn't affect me on, like, a spiritual level. Like,
no?
No.
I was like, I cried about Prince.
Why?
I grew up with Prince. Like that, I watched Purple Rain over and over again. I have that on vinyl, and when I found it, I thought it was the greatest day ever. But it's worth some dollars now. But
it's right.
Yeah, and I think, I don't know. I think it was like it was a part of my childhood. We already lost Michael, we lost Whitney, and now we've lost Prince. Madonna's like the only one left.
Oh, yeah, knock on wood.
Right. And she, who knows how long she'll be around. She looks like a piece of beef jerky these days.
Well, she's old. Is she in her 70s now?
Oh, God, no. She's not even 60 yet.
Yes, she is.
I'll bet you $1 million she's
Google
not.
Google it right now.
She's
in her 60s.
Okay, you think she's in her 60s?
I know she is.
I think she's like 57. I think she's like my dad's age.
I don't
Because Michael Jackson was the same age as my dad.
Oh, you're right. Damn it. She's 58.
She's 58?
I thought she was super old.
70? Somewhere Madonna is pissed.
Cher is 70.
Cher is a legend, and she's been around much longer than Madonna. Well, I love Cher. I'm so glad Cher is still here.
Well, she looks good for 70.
Yes.
Like, let's be real.
She's also had a lot of great plastic surgery.
Why did I think Madonna was so old? I'm sorry, Madonna. I'm sorry, girl.
Right. I don't know. I don't know. But George Michael passing away on Christmas, too, I was sitting. That was another big one for me. My mom loves George Michael.
My thing is this. I'm like, that sucks. George Michael passed away, and I'm sad. But I'm not going to sit here and cry. I don't know him.
I see what you're saying.
You don't. Okay, I'm going to be real honest with you. You don't know if he's a good guy. You don't know
him. No, I have no idea.
Exactly.
But I know that his music's resonated with me for, my whole life.
Yeah, and that's sad. But
I mean, how many George Michael songs can you name?
Like one or two.
Okay, that's why it's different for you.
Yeah.
I mean, I literally grew up with his music. Like, that was my life with my mom. I loved it. And I don't know. I was really bummed out. It was Christmas Day. We're sitting at the dinner table, the family. And I was like, Mom, George Michael died. I got a notification on my phone. And then my cousin started blowing me up. Oh, my God. Are you guys okay?
Oh, my God. I just can't wrap my mind. There's no one I can think of that would make me react that way of people I don't know.
Really?
No.
There's not a celebrity that you would be really upset about.
I mean, when Michael Jackson died,
I cried.
Really?
I have been so obsessed with Michael Jackson my whole life.
I was too. I did baton routines to Michael Jackson. I loved Michael Jackson.
I had a pillowcase with his face on it in college.
That wouldn't make me react like that.
No?
It made me bummed. I was like, oh, that's sad. I called my mom. I said, I can't believe Michael Jackson died. But I didn't.
Really?
Yeah.
She's the ice queen, guys.
Yeah. I guess so.
I did. I cried when Michael died. I was so bummed out about that. And I had just seen that. Remember when that movie came out after the This Is It movie?
Yes.
Aaron went and bought it for me. Oh, my gosh. I was watching a movie with Aaron and my girlfriend called me my best
not
friend Sarah.
Not very sensitive.
You're not. That's okay. You don't have to be. My best friend Sarah called me and she goes, dude, turn on the news.
Oh,
God, what?
What happened?
She goes, just turn it on. And it was everywhere. So sad. But I think those were the big ones for me. I know that Star Wars fanatics lost their minds over Carrie Fisher.
Well, that was sad.
It was really sad. And she was just on Ellen a few weeks ago. I just watched that interview with
her. Well, she was just in the latest movie.
I know.
What was that, 2 years ago now?
Yeah. So sad. Absolutely terrible. But on to happier things that took place. Let's get over the sad stuff. Did you do Pokemon Go or no?
Yes, I did.
That was on every list of big things that went down this year.
Yeah, but then it came in like a lion and then it was burp, out.
Right.
It was not cool.
That's true. I did it for one whole week.
Oh, I did it for 2 months.
Oh, you did?
Well, because I had the baby. We had Greenlee and then
so
I had nothing to do all
leave.
Day. So we'd go for walks and I'd go catch Pokemon.
Picking up Caterpies. On
your walk. Oh, girl, Caterpies beginner.
Really? Who's, what's your favorite one?
Oh, I don't know.
What was the bat? I can't remember.
Zubat?
Zubat.
Yeah, beginner stuff.
Oh my God, I only played it for a week. Damn.
Oh girl, you gotta play longer than a week. Yeah, I gave it a couple months.
Oh my God. Okay, what about Trump becoming president? That was on every list too.
That sucked. Well, I mean, no,
it
I don't want to talk
suck.
About that.
You don't have to talk. You don't.
I hate giving my political views.
You don't have to give your political views. But at the end
I
of the day.
I just did. I just said it sucks.
Okay, well, let's leave it at that because I agree. It does suck. But at the end of the day, no matter how you feel about him, whether you were for Clinton, Bernie, Trump, whatever, a reality star became our president.
Yeah.
A guy who we've known for so many years for just being rich AF.
Right, you know what I mean?
That's all I knew him from, in the 90s growing up and stuff. Trump equals money.
Right.
You know what I mean? And now he is the president of the United States.
Right.
I was cracking up on his Twitter page the other day. I follow his tweets because they're so entertaining because he gets so worked up about dumb stuff. Somebody put I think CNN used a picture of him that he didn't like, and he was like, oh, well, I could have used a more flattering picture. Don't we have more things to worry about in the U.S. than what picture CNN uses?
Yeah, well, there's not very many flattering pictures of you. I mean, I'm not trying to be a bitch, but
toupee.
Be real.
Right. Your orange is hell. But that aside, Trump becoming president, no matter how you feel about him,
that
is historical.
That was big.
And now there's celebrities saying they want to be president. Like Charlie Sheen recently said
this
week.
Yeah, but I don't think they're being real. Are they?
I mean, at this point, if Trump can be president, there's a chance anybody could.
I don't know about that. But
I mean, maybe not Charlie Sheen.
Right. I don't think that's going to apply.
I think that I'm not kidding you. If he can make it, I think there's a lot of celebrities that could pull it off. Absolutely. Okay, what about the Cubs winning the World Series from 2016? Honestly, I don't do sports.
Me neither. I don't I'm not from Chicago, so I don't.
You know what? And I get that because there's nothing worse than the bandwagon fan.
Yes!
And I say that because, like, you know how certain girls will pretend
to love sports? Because, like, guys do, or the guy they're dating.
Mm-hmm. In fact, when I was in New York City, the Lions are playing the Green Bay Packers, and it was that great big game that took place last week. I was at a bar in New York City, and there were all these girls dressed in tight little midriff-bearing Lions jerseys.
I know.
And all I'm thinking is, you don't like this. You're here to get
that
wasted.
Looks cute.
You look adorable. We get it.
Yeah.
But you're single and you're looking for a guy.
Right.
Because every guy loves a cute girl that loves sports.
But do they? Because I feel like I notice more guys being a little irritated, like, okay, stop.
Right.
like we're on
really
watch the game.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. But as far as the Cubs winning the World Series, I thought that was a really, I mean, that was historic. Big time history.
Right.
I would have hadn't won anything since like 1908.
It's been a long time.
Insane.
Yeah, something crazy.
Something insane. But I did get drunk at the cottage and watch that with my family.
I don't think we. Oh, we did have it on, and then I fell asleep.
I just think,
like, I don't care enough.
I will say this: I don't like sports.
Not a huge sports fan.
But I like what sports does for people, in the aspect that it brings people together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know
I can get that.
Because I don't know. I don't like sitting. I think baseball, watching it, is the most boring thing in the world. I could fall asleep.
Yes.
I can't see it. It's like watching golf for me. Same deal.
No, golf's way worse than baseball.
I could watch baseball
way over golf. Oh, yeah.
Golf's boring. So is baseball. I can't do slow moving. Like, if I'm going to watch a game, let me watch hockey.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Somebody might get in a fight.
Something's going on.
Something's happening.
Right.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, the Cubs winning the World Series, obviously a very big thing from the year. And then, like, celebrity stuff that went down.
Right. Like, what are we talking about? Like, Beyonce?
Well, Beyonce had Lemonade. I mean, oh, my God.
You know what?
You're killing
me. You're going to get mad. Yeah, dude.
Come over and watch Lemonade?
Yeah, I can probably do that.
You have to. It's only an hour long.
I used to be up with it. I knew everything going on. But then we had a baby, and you're not up with it anymore.
Yeah.
It's, like, legit. Like, I didn't realize I was behind until I stopped knowing what was going on.
You know what, though? I think that happens to a lot of moms. And there's nothing wrong with that. You have a life to care for. You have somebody to keep alive. You know what I mean? Like, my girlfriend Sarah, sometimes I'll say to her, like, hey, did you see this? Hey, did you hear about this?
No.
And she has no idea. She has four children.
Did you watch Mickey Mouse Club last night?
Right.
Because I totes did.
But that's the thing. I think that it's a different world. I mean, it's a different world as far as celebrity.
Well, it's hard because now I find myself, like, things that last year this time I was doing, I'm like, rolling my eyes at my friends like, oh, have fun. Drinking again? That's fun.
Drinking again?
Oh, really? You're going to go hammered again? Big surprise. But like last year, this time, that was me. So I don't.
Right. Are you just chilling at home on Friday and Saturday nights with Jimmy?
Yeah. Nothing we can do. Like, we can't bring her.
Right. You can't bring a baby in a bar.
We bring her places. Like, we'll pack a pack and play and go to our friends and have drinks there and put her to bed in like a guest room.
Right.
That's our only option.
Mm-hmm.
Because she needs to go to bed. She's a baby.
That's exactly
right.
And
she's not even a baby anymore. She's pushing toddler status. She's crawling. Well, pretty much.
She's getting big fast.
Yeah. Well, she's almost a year old.
That's crazy.
I know.
That she's almost a year. When is she a year? June?
June.
June.
She's 7 months today.
Holy.
So she's over half a year, I should say. Not almost a year.
7 months. Wow. Are we that close to June?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem that far away.
I know.
Not at all.
Time flies.
Yeah. Well, as far as pop culture goes, Beyonce's Lemonade was huge. And then she performed at the Super Bowl. And I guess the whole world freaked out because, you know, she had the big Malcolm X thing and it was so anti-police and da-da-da-da-da. No? You have no idea what
okay.
I'm talking about.
When you told me, hey, do you want to do like an episode about like big things that happened in 2016? I was kind of sweating in my armpits. I'm like, I don't know anything.
Sure. You know, what?
I worked in the news
for
like 6 months of 2016 and I still don't know anything.
First off, Beyonce is an anti-police. She's anti-police brutality, but that's aside. What sticks out for you then? There has to be something outside of personal, right?
I sound terrible right now because not really.
Jackie, do you not watch the news?
No.
What? You worked on TV.
Yeah. Would you watch the news if you worked in it every day?
Maybe not.
How do you watch it when you're
not.
On it?
Okay. What about Brad and Angelina breaking up? The marriage is over.
Yeah, but I could care less.
Okay.
How do you feel about Brad and Angelina breaking up?
Actually, I was very shocked, and I really enjoyed the internet
making
all those
things. So you had a reaction about it.
Well, that's what I do for a living.
Yeah, not really, though. What you do for a living is host a morning show.
And talk about Brad and Angelina breaking up.
But it still didn't impact me at all.
I mean, it didn't impact me by any means, but I love
being real. I knew they were going to break up eventually.
You think so?
Yes.
Who else do you think is going to break up eventually?
All the celebrities.
What about Tim and Faith?
They won't. I saw them together in an interview the other day. They are never going to break up.
If they break up, love is dead.
Yes, I agree.
Right. We are learning that Jackie does not give two craps about celebrities at
all. I don't. Well, no, I do, but I don't. It's hard to explain. I like celebrities in a way that I don't think you do. Like, I don't know them on the personal level you seem to. But I think it's because, like you said, it's your job.
I certainly don't know them on a personal level, but like every
no, you day, know more about them. Like, I can't tell you who people are married to and stuff like you could.
No. I think just because of doing the show every day,
right?
I remember all this stuff and I retain it.
I'm knowing more from working here now.
Really?
But you got to remember, before the news, I was in rock radio, so I could talk about Volbeat and Metallica.
What's Volbeat?
They're a band.
Oh.
And like different rock bands and Papa Roach and Shinedown. And I had like a lot of facts about that.
Oh, I love Papa Roach.
Really?
I've seen them live
like five times.
Really?
I'm a big Papa Roach fan. So, yeah, I knew a bunch about that. But that's not the kind of thing that other people are. That's more niche.
Right.
And then I got into news.
And that rocks. I mean, certain rock stations are niche. Like alternative rock stations, hard rock stations.
Right.
Those are niche.
Super niche.
Yeah.
And then I got into news. And what's like funny, because you're not the first person to say, you worked in news, how don't you know this? When I get to news, here's what I would do every morning. I'd get there, throw on my makeup, get in a truck, and then go out to BFE or wherever I was going that day.
Right, to flip pizzas.
And yeah, exactly. Yeah. Flip pizzas or, you know, report on the weather. And I'm out. I'm not watching. I'm by myself.
Right.
So I didn't actually get to catch anything. So then I can't tell you how many times I get back and they'd be like, Jackie, can you believe what happened during the second hour today? And I'd be like, what are you talking about? I have no idea. And they'd be like, oh, yeah, because you weren't watching.
You weren't actually here.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. I guess I never thought about it that way because you're actually, she was Jackie Greene live on the scene.
I was on the scene with Jackie Greene. You know who came up with that?
Who?
My husband, Jimmy.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Damn, Jimmy.
He said, what about on the scene with Jackie Greene?
That's actually awesome.
And then I told my boss that and he said, I like it.
That's because it's awesome and it rhymes.
And it rhymes.
She's no longer on the scene, by the way.
I'm not on the scene.
No,
the
she's
scene
afternoons
is my
with
butt
Jackie
in this
Greene.
Chair. Afternoons with Jackie Greene.
Would you say you're happier for 2016 being here and not doing that?
I'm happier here for sure.
Yeah.
My anxiety level is down.
What caused anxiety?
I don't know. And that's another problem. Like, I don't know.
You don't. Well, maybe it was being up at the butt crack of dawn. I mean, I get up at 4, but you got
up
even
that
earlier.
Early. And then, like, the competitive nature of news.
Is it that bad? Can I ask you a serious question?
Yes.
And it's just yes or no. I won't make you go into the details or throw anybody under the bus. Are TV women more competitive, aggressive, or catty than the people and the women that you've come across in radio?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Here's the thing. All of them are. But on a personal level, they're all awesome, nice girls.
Okay.
If you're,
but then when their job comes into play, that's when the claws come out?
Well, here's the thing. I was on a different level of everybody else because I was the only feature reporter.
Okay.
No one else did my job. That was Jackie's job. So I was not competitive to anybody. So everyone, I got along with everybody. There was no reason to, like, I'm not going to take your story. I'm not up for the Emmy you're up for. I'm not, you know what I mean?
Right.
There was nothing. I could never be anchor.
You
Jackie
were not,
Green's on the scene flipping pizzas.
Like, you were a competition to anybody.
Yes. So it was a little different. I think when I first started, no one knew what to think of me. And I felt a little bit of catty coldness from everybody.
Yeah.
And I was immediate. The first 3 weeks, I'd say I was very scared.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, oh, my God, what did I do? These people are kind of mean.
Right.
If I'm being honest. If you're listening, ladies, I'm so sorry. You guys are all cool now.
Yeah, but at first, no, like, it was a little rocky.
Well, it was rocky in the beginning.
Yeah.
And some of them will even say, oh, yeah, dude, I didn't like you when you first started. And I'd be like, why? And they're like, I had no reason. Like, they know that
and
they're that way.
That's a female thing.
It is.
I tell you what, we are bred to compete. I'm not like that either.
I'm competitive, but not about work.
I can be competitive
bad.
About work. I can be very competitive about
work. I wish I was
work.
Because I think I'd have a better, I'd better myself if I was.
Right.
But I could care. I'm not that I could care less. I love my career, but I'm not competitive when it comes to this environment.
Yeah.
And instead, I'm competitive in other things like running and getting fit or pageants.
Right.
So I take things that are meant to be competitive and act competitive.
Yeah. I get competitive about work. I do.
Yeah.
I mean, I...
But it doesn't matter if it's a girl or boy. And that's what's cool about you.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You're going to be competitive because you don't look at... You're not gender biased.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to pick a fight with a girl or feel threatened by a woman.
No.
I won't. And honestly, I am the first chick that will befriend a new person in the building.
Me too.
That's
I'm exactly like you that way. I will... Whenever there's a new person, I go sit next to him. I'm like, hi, I'm Jackie. You know, what's up? And I try to make friends.
I just think that sometimes women feel threatened by other women so quickly. And we prejudge so quickly that... It ruins your chance at making friends. And you only have one chance to make a first impression. I think about when I came here and there was a certain somebody that worked here and she was extremely rude to me when I started.
Really?
And all I thought was to myself.
Now I'm dying to know who it was.
This woman.
Do I know this person?
No.
Is she still here?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. All I could think to myself was she is either threatened by me or she like truly doesn't like me. But she had no reason to.
She
didn't know me. She didn't know me.
Okay. I think we've hit the nail on the head. What gives me anxiety?
Yeah.
I've told you I don't like when people dislike me or make people angry.
Yeah.
News is a very fast pace and a lot of snapping and do it. What are you doing? Go. But they're not mad at you. It's more just that's how the atmosphere is.
That atmosphere is aggressive. I've done TV
like
stuff. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it made me stressed and upset and crybaby. And yeah, it wasn't good.
No, I don't see you being crybaby-ish. You are?
Just not in public.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, I'll sit in my car and bawl.
What?
Oh, yeah. My car has seen so many tears.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Do you get your feelings hurt easily?
No, not my feelings hurt. It's more that I'm really hard on myself.
Yeah.
And so then I beat myself up and then I get really worked up.
Yeah.
So I'll get in the car and be like, you can cry during the rest of this song. And when it's over, you got to stop crying.
That's a fun rule.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we all have those emotional breakdowns.
Right.
I'll have an emotional breakdown every once in a while.
I've had less.
But mine are more mean. Like if somebody like really pushes me over the edge or really... does something to hurt my feelings, that's when I'll cry.
But it's like legit.
It's usually legit. Like I have to, something big has to happen.
But mine isn't always about other people. Mine's about like my foot is still hurt. So yesterday I had a breakdown. Like a breakdown.
My foot's been hurt for a long time.
My foot has been hurt since August.
It's been in that Casper
for a long
time.
It hurts to walk. It hurts to anything. And I'm just like getting to the point where I'm like, ah! So I had like a breakdown in the car. But then I was like, all right, you got it out. You're good. Going to work.
But I mean, I don't know.
But then I got in here, and just side note, why is it hot as balls in here?
I know. It's so hot in here.
Dude, it's so hot in the studio.
I'm taking off layers of clothing while we're talking, pitting out my shirt.
I
know. Do I have sweat stains? I've been in here all day. I know.
Oh, my God. It's so hot.
But I think it's normal for people to have breakdowns like that. Sometimes our emotions take over, and maybe men don't do it as often, or maybe they do it by themselves in their car for a song like Jackie does. But honestly, like, I'll see a commercial and start crying. Like I saw.
Oh, I guess I get kind of like that.
Have you ever seen the commercial of it's a car commercial and the dog starts out as a puppy and then it's with the kids as the family grows.
Yes.
The dog gets older and at the very end the dog has a white face and it can't even get out the back of the car because it's so old. I bawl.
I don't like
that
one. Yeah.
And I think that there are certain movies that do that to me.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
I mean, I'm an emotional person.
Jim's a movie crier. He won't ever admit it, but I can. Really? I see a little glistening in his eyes.
I took Aaron to see Marley and Me when that movie came out.
Oh, God.
He cried so hard next to me in the theater he couldn't breathe. I look over and he's going,
no way.
I'm not kidding. Aaron was bawling. He goes, why do you make me see these movies?
You're like,
I was crying.
I guess
too,
I didn't
though.
Realize that you would have that reaction.
I know. I was crying too. Anything about a dog, it'll get me every time.
Right.
But it's okay to break down. I don't see anything wrong with it.
What I need to do after talking to you the last, 30, 40 minutes is that I need to stop worrying so much about myself and know about what's going on in the world because
you do.
I don't know anything.
I think you need to know more. Well, I mean, this is silly stuff.
Well, no, I knew everything on this page. Like, we have like a computer monitor we can both see.
Yeah.
I know everything on there.
Okay.
I know everything on there.
Yeah.
It just didn't affect me in a way that I have like an over opinion on it.
It doesn't have to. Things don't have to affect you the way they affect the rest of the world.
Right. Like, Brad and Angie, them breaking up. I was like, oh, man, that's surprising. But you're like, affect me past that. Like,
and that's all right.
Right.
You don't have to be like the rest of the world. That is fine.
Like the Cubs winning. I was like, oh, that's cool. They won.
Well, I was like that, too. I certainly didn't cry about the Cubs.
No.
I was drunk and I was like, oh, cool.
I didn't
history.
See Beyonce Lemonade, but wasn't that like on a special channel or something?
It was on HBO.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. But then you could buy it, but it was expensive as hell.
Yeah.
But a lot of those videos have
been
released.
And I like Beyonce a lot, but I don't love her like you do.
Yes.
So
well,
I'm
that's
not...
the thing. I become so invested in music and an artist. It's a problem.
Oh, I'm like that too.
Are you?
But just not for the same artist.
Not for the same artist. Well,
like, okay, there's this band called Mariana's Trench from Canada.
Yeah.
And we actually used to play a song of theirs a couple years ago.
What song was was it?
I don't remember which one you played, but Gravy told me.
Mariana's Trench. Give me one song they sing.
You won't know any of them.
Are you
none
sure?
of them have been on the radio. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So they do like arena tours in Canada, but here they're playing like Intersection Orbit Room, like small venues, right?
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with them. I've seen them live 3 times.
Uh-huh.
And last year for Valentine's Day, Jim got me tickets and meet and greets, and I got to like go meet them and hang out with them.
That's so tight.
And that was like,
your husband is so sweet. Yeah, that's really
nice. He's a pretty sweet dude.
He is a little softy pants.
But yeah, so like, I just follow things that like other people I feel like don't know much about.
Right.
But I feel like I need to start getting up with it. Like, I work at a top 40 station now.
That is the difference,
girl.
Too. I've been working at a top 40 station for 7 years.
It's hard because top 40 is so much different than what like I realized it was.
There's just a lot to retain.
Like, I think, oh, it's pop stuff, and I like pop. I don't think top 40 is actually very quick.
Everything's fast.
Every month it's a different, something different.
Yeah, it's
and
new
it's like
music.
different. New music, everything's different. And I, you know, I think of it more like Hot AC, which is more of a
that's
top 40
contemporary,
mixed, mixed with just modern pop.
Right. Oh, yeah. I couldn't do AC.
Really?
I could probably do a Hot AC.
Yeah.
But I can't play the best of Phil Collins. I'll kill myself.
Oh, right. Girl, I love Phil Collins.
I like Phil Collins, too. But if you listen to those songs over and over again, you're going to want to kill yourself, too.
I don't know.
Phil Collins, Michael Bolton. Like, I can't listen to that crap.
What?
You love Michael Bolton?
I don't love him.
Okay, it's getting weird.
Really like him. Hold on. What?
I really like him.
Oh, God.
I mean, I like Michael Bolton, but damn, I could never be on a station that like played Michael Bolton.
But you could listen to
like
Nash,
that.
I Hate You, I Love You.
No, I hate that song.
Okay, good. Thank God,
I hate you. I love you. Oh, my God.
I'm so over it.
Worst song ever. I heard that guy in real life, that Nash guy, is a douchebag.
Really?
I heard he is a jerk. Like, some of the record labels have said that he is foul.
Oh, my.
Yeah, thinks he's something else. He's had one song over here. He's from, like, Switzerland or New Zealand or something crazy, so.
He's Swiss?
He's something. He may not be Swiss. Maybe it's from Sweden. I don't know. Yes, but I heard he's a little douche lord.
Oh, Lord
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. So we're going to go ahead and wrap this episode.
Yeah, last thing before we finish.
Yeah.
New Year's resolutions.
New Year's resolutions.
Should we do that next week?
No, let's do it now.
Okay.
Let's do it now because mine's pretty quick. New Year's resolution this year is to stop letting the little things bug me. Stop overthinking everything to the point where I am fumingly angry when I don't need to be. I get so pissed about stupid stuff that doesn't matter.
She's a bulldog.
Like, I am.
She's
I get
bulldog.
So pissed about the dumbest
Did
stuff.
Did you hear this?
I know.
But I
do
love
I
you.
Not do that?
But that's kind of what I like about you.
I'll text Jackie, be like, oh, hell no.
But see, I like that.
You do?
It makes me, like, excited. Like, yeah.
Rachel's fired up. I got to get fired up.
She's fired up. I need to feel this.
I think that that is my New Year's resolution, to stop getting worked up about stuff that one, I can't change, and two, doesn't really matter or affect me. Like my grandpa being a racist on Facebook. Nothing I can do
that.
About that.
No, he ain't gonna stop.
He's not gonna change. He's old. It's the way it is.
It's just him.
I will find myself going through his page just to get mad. Like, let it go.
Oh, I want to get angry now. I feel in the burn. I want to get angry. Let's pull up Granddad's page.
I seriously, I'll have days where I'm like, maybe I want to get pissed off today.
Why?
Here's Grandpa's Facebook page.
Why would you want to get angry?
There are days I do
I don't understand why you'd want to be angry.
I have these people that I hate follow. I
no,
hate them,
you
but
don't.
I follow them. I can't bring myself to unfriend.
I don't have that.
No.
No,
oh,
I just.
Oh, God, I've got family members.
I don't like being upset.
I've got
I want to be
friends.
Happy.
I can't stand it. There's this girl I went to high school with. She's so crazy. She breastfeeds at Menards. Like, she is, I can't stop following this girl. I can't stop following her. I stare at her stuff.
I do that too, and I'm like, I don't even like this stuff.
Right, that's a hate follow.
I cannot stop.
I'm not kidding. This chick takes pictures of her at Dairy Queen breastfeeding. She's sitting on
Free
lawn furniture at Menards.
Hashtag.
So that's my New Year's resolution. Stop getting pissed about people I can't change.
Okay, I like that.
What's yours?
I have two. One is to not be a hoarder. Because I'm a hoarder.
I know. You got to clean your
My
bathroom.
My bathroom is dirt.
She keeps telling me about this bathroom.
It's scary. It's so scary.
Apparently her mom tried to have an intervention over this bathroom.
My mom has come over and helped me gut it at least 4 times as I moved into that house. And then it
really?
Gets right back to Yeah, I'm a hoarder.
Like, okay.
Or I'm lazy. either way.
It might be a little both.
That's going to change in 2017.
Okay.
And I want to get stronger because I've always been a runner, but I don't do any of the things good runners do, like lift
Workout.
Weights, do core, do anything, the healthy things to make yourself a strong person.
Right.
So I want to do that.
Awesome. All right.
That's
Happy
my
New
goals.
Year. The first Gray and Green show of 2017.
Well, I like that.
You like that?
Yeah. I
it's
just am really worried that people are going to not like me after hearing it because they're like, Jackie does not pay attention to anything but herself.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I All think right. that you are a mother and there are plenty of mothers out there that have so many other things to worry about than Taylor right. Swift and Calvin Harris breaking up.
Okay, hold on. I do know a lot about Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I know. You love Taylor.
That's something I like.
Coming up on episode 14... I've got really big news to share. Episode 14, I have some amazing news to share. I am really scared and excited. Really scared and excited, but I'm going to open up a lot.
I'm sweating so hard in my pits. I'm nervous.
Episode,
I want to know what it is right now.
Make sure you don't miss that next week. And thanks for hanging out with us today.
We love you. Find us on iTunes.
Yeah.
Rate the show. Find us on Twitter and Facebook and all that good stuff.
Yes,
the Gray and Green Show.
I also want to thank our listeners who have sent us some ideas for episodes. We've got a message from a couple people. James Perez, he sent us something.
Oh, I love him.
Different ideas that
James,
he's had for the
you.
Show. If you do want to email us with show ideas, it's grayandgreenpodcast@gmail.com. You can also post on Gray and Green Show on Facebook.
Is this our longest episode we've ever done?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's close.
Okay.
It's a long
I thought maybe
one.
It was.
It's a Duesenberg because we haven't seen each other in a couple weeks.
I think that's exactly why.
Usually we're catching
and
up all
day.
And
when I walked in, we just hit record and started going.
Yes.
We didn't do our small talk, so we had to
maybe
get that out of the way.
Maybe we should start doing that more.
I know.
Filling more space. But thanks a lot for hanging out with us. Look for us on Twitter as well, Gray Green Show. And thanks for hanging out with us today. Peace out.
Bye.